Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azuz. First up today, we're taking you to the G20 summit. That's G20 is in group of 20, 19 countries plus the European Union, whose leaders meet every year. These nations are international powerhouses. They represent almost 90% of the world's gross domestic product, 80% of international trade, two-thirds of the world's population. So when they get together, one of the main things they talk about is how wealthy countries and developing ones can work together to strengthen the world's economy. While that's the focus, other issues are standing on the sidelines. And Jill Doherty illustrates how, with strong international differences concerning Syria's civil war, there could be a little drama.
The streets of St. Petersburg are decorated with banners for the G20 summit, the theme, economic growth and jobs. But the host, Russian President Vladimir Putin, says it's a good opportunity to discuss Syria. Putin and President Barack Obama could have a chance to speak on the margins of the G20 summit, U.S. officials say, but they're skeptical there will be any meeting of the minds. Obama is urging Congress to approve military action in Syria. But Russians like Ilya, an IT analyst, agree with their president that would be a mistake.
It's a great tragedy to the world. I don't know what can be done here. Everything which I can think about makes things worse. Everything.
Putin wants Obama to provide evidence beyond doubt that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in an attack near Damascus. And Nikolai, a railroad worker, says at the G20, the two presidents should lay their proof on the table.
Obama said, "Вот у меня есть такие данные."
So let them sit down and we'll see who's right and whose intelligence works better, American or Russian. The two presidents are divided by more than Syria. NSA leaker Edward Snowden is still in Russia after being granted temporary asylum. Obama has been a vocal opponent of Russia's anti-gay propaganda law and is expected to meet with human rights and gay rights activists while here. It's gotten personal. Obama's saying while their talks can be productive, Putin sometimes looks like the bored kid in the back of the classroom. Putin questioning why Obama, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, would want to launch a military attack against Syria.